Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I have with me chanteuse Adrienne Hahn, who comes to us via Carnegie Hall, I'm proud to say, and will be performing at the South African Jewish Museum in a program called Tahora. Can we start at the beginning? 2015, Carnegie Hall, and how it all came about?
Yeah, 2015 was the first year I performed Tahora at Carnegie Hall, and we were celebrating the 50th anniversary of German-Israeli diplomatic relations with the German and Israeli UN ambassadors as my patrons. And I had a producer who was also Jewish, and he brought this concert, accompanied by piano and string quartet, to Carnegie Hall in German, Yiddish, and Hebrew.
And was repeated again a few years later.
Correct. Because of its success, it's not easy to actually book, you know, a concert at Carnegie Hall. They have very strict rules, and we repeated the concert again, celebrating 75th anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel in 2023.
But more important than all of that is it's coming right here in Cape Town, and we have you
Correct.
Here.
Correct.
Happening in a few days' time on Sunday the
26th.
At the Old Synagogue at the South African Jewish Museum. So tell us what's in store for us.
You are in store for a brilliant piece concert in German, English, Yiddish, and Hebrew that starts with the turbulent time of the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 1920s in Berlin, when Jewish culture was thriving. So I'm covering a great deal of the German cabaret music. And then when the Nazis marched in, ending the freewheeling celebration of the 20s cabaret, I'm taking the audience to basically the ghettos. So I'm singing, you know, the Yiddish songs, the beautiful, deep Yiddish songs, mostly composed by Chava Alberstein. And then there's, of course, always hope at the end of the tunnel. We're moving on to Israel, and I'm covering beautiful Hebrew songs that were written in the 1950s, mostly by Sasha Argov, who was considered the Gershwin of Israel, and some brilliant Israeli lyricists, because this is a very lyrical concert.
Some of your inspiration that got you to this particular point?
You mean the inspiration that made me write Tahora? Well, I've always, you know, dedicated a great part of my personal life as well as performing arts life to Holocaust remembrance. And that is how the concert really came about. I'm a member, a board member of the Survivor Mitzvah Project out of Los Angeles, California. So helping Holocaust survivors in the east of Europe, Eastern Europe specifically. And the music is just, you know, speaks to itself. And I wanted to tell the story. I wanted to tell a story.
You're also doing it in a very special ambiance.
Yes, the
How
old
does that
shul.
Speak to you?
It speaks very well to me because one of my favorite places to perform in are synagogues or smaller spaces. It's a very intimate space, the old shul. It's with brilliant acoustics. We have a Steinway Grand that is sponsored by the German Consulate General here in Cape Town, and it's also on the patronage of the German Consulate General. And I just think it's going to be fantastic for South African audiences to see such a beautiful concert in an intimate space.
Also, you're not only singing, but you are telling us the story, and you are introducing, and your pianist happens to be?
My pianist is a South African pianist by the name of Cornel Engelbrecht. He's 26 years young, a brilliant performer himself. He knows how to accompany singers.
And we can't wait to be there, and to get tickets, run now, because only a few days left, and it's happening very soon, and Quicket is the place to go to. So thank you to Adrienne Hahn for being in Cape Town and being at the South African Jewish Museum.
Thank you.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version. And for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town, rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR.